Paul, obviously you changed the team quite a bit tonight. I wonder if they settled into the sort of performance you were hoping for, maybe especially in the second half.
Second half, I thought we'd done pretty well. I never thought it was much in the game, considering where the two teams are in the league. I think the goal, Harry should have saved it, even his own admission. He thought he should have saved it. And when we lose Andy in the warm-up, and then obviously Harry gets thrown in, so... But he never really had a safety make after that. But I thought the goal we should have saved. Arguably the two best chances in the first half was Dave Edwards' headers.
Yeah.
Arguably the two best chances. Yeah. So either side of the goalkeeper, they go in, they shoot, and Harry should have saved it. So it wasn't too much in the game. But as I said, I changed it. But there's some, if you look at the positive side, that Jordan coming back for a long time, being out. Dom coming back in, he's Joe Mason, 3 months out. Silvio, been out since October. Young Morgan getting a game for the future, which is great for him and the club. So there's a lot of things there that I wanted to see for myself as well. But you also know next year now, next summer, then this club will be a lot stronger.
Yes, I mean, I was going to come on to that, obviously, apart from the result, did you get what you wanted out of the game? And I wonder, you know, if this is, these sort of occasions are helping to clarify. It's one thing to see players on the training ground, as you have been doing, but now you see it for real.
Yeah, you see it for real. As I said, I can't fault their effort and their commitment to it. And they need a little bit of help, as I said. And you look at Huddersfield as well, they're a physical side as well. They're a big side, a good football team. And that's something that we have to get to.
More of the same in the two remaining matches, do you think?
I'll see how people feel after. I mean, Mike Williamson spoke to Mike the other day there, and he thought it was maybe a game too soon after the Saturday game for him to go again. He's just back from a long-term injury. If you look at the injuries we've had, do you know the funny thing is, we've not had short-term injuries really. It's always been lads 3-4 months, over a year. It's a lot. It's an awful lot. So, but I get an idea of who can do what and who can't.
Obviously, you lost Lonigan, as you say. Yeah. What happened there?
It was his back. I think his back hurt his back in the warm-up and felt it after that. But young Harry came in and, yeah, apart from the goal, that was the killer for him. But Harry's done well for me every time I've called upon him, so I never had any problem with him playing.
Are there any more about him? Obviously, we've seen quite a few players tonight who we haven't seen very much in the first team for a while. I mean, I know Zyro has been coming closer. There might be one or two more in these last two games who might get their opportunity to.
There might be. Listen, as I said, if they're not fully ready, it's difficult to put them in.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
And and you don't want them to get re-injured or anything like that. So it's important you have to look after them and see how they feel.